Anyone over the age of 50 is now eligible to get a COVID vaccination. Adrian Pederick, the member for Hammond, joins me now. Hi there, Adrian.
Good morning, Jenny. Good morning, listeners.
So we have 56,000 doses in the fridge, ready to go. How are they being rolled out?
Well, what's happened in the past, we've had Phase 1A, which commenced on the 22nd of February, and this involved quarantine workers, frontline health workers, residential aged care staff and residents. Then we rolled through Phase 1B, which commenced on the 22nd of March, and this was older Australians over 70 years, other healthcare workers, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults over 50 years, and their residents living in eligible remote areas. We had people with underlying medical conditions and high-risk workers getting that Phase 1B since the 22nd of March. So now we have Phase 2A, that's adults over 50 years and any other Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander adults and other critical and high-risk workers. So that's excellent that that's getting rolled out.
So whereabouts, where can we go? Do we go to a specific place or our GP or a chemist?
For people under 50 years of age up towards the Riverland is the Riverland Flinders University Centre, which is in Berry, the Wakery Community Health Service, and then for all ages for Murray Bridge and surrounding areas is the Murray-Mallee Community Health Service at 96 to 104 Swanport Road, right adjacent to the hospital, and also up in the Riverland, up in Berry for the Riverland General Hospital. But what I'd like to stress is that certainly through general practices from Monday the 17th of May, we are opening dedicated AstraZeneca clinics, and so that all those in Phase 2A, which is 50 and over, can get very quick access to the vaccine. Now, the issue is there's been a bit of discussion around AstraZeneca and issues with blood clotting. But look, it is very, very rare, extremely rare. In fact, the risk of blood clotting is far more for any girls or ladies on the pill. I think we need to take it all in context. And the issue is there is far more risk of the effects of COVID-19 if we don't get a vaccination rate above 80% in this state. So we can not just open up the state, we can open up businesses and then open up more international travel. We're one client or one case of COVID-19 away from shutting down. That's as simple as it gets. And we just need to make sure that we get people vaccinated so that we can get through it. And there's certainly Pfizer vaccine available as well, and there's the mass vaccination clinic that's also at the Adelaide Showgrounds.
Mm. My understanding was that the Pfizer one was the one that will be rolled out for younger people just because of that slight risk of blood clots. Isn't that the way it's going?
Yeah. Well, look, yep. just for the risk management profile, I guess you could say, the Pfizer is recommended for those under 50, but certainly if those under 50 want to have it's easier to get access to AstraZeneca, they can consult with their GP, and I urge anyone that has any questions about whether it's the Pfizer vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine that they do have an appointment with their GP and go through the process. And look, occasionally there are side effects. I mean, but certainly people have flu vaccinations and get side effects, but it is far better that we have a vaccination profile, whether it's the flu or whether it's with COVID-19. We've seen the carnage across the world, whether it's in Europe or India, for example, and we just need to get on board. And as I said, any risks associated with having the vaccine are far outweighed by the threat of COVID, and not just COVID with causing severe illness, but death. That's as frank as it gets.
So the rest of the population, when are they expected to be able to do it, and how can people check their eligibility?
Go to sahealth.sa.gov.au or phone 1-800-020-080 and certainly go to health websites to check on their eligibility, but certainly consult with their doctor as the program rolls through, and we roll through Phase 2A. The next phases will roll out, and I haven't got any definite timelines on those at the minute. Obviously, we're still filling in gaps on those initial phases, Phase 1A and Phase 1B, but But it's a very fluid operation, vaccination, as we've seen, pardon the pun.
The member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick, is with me. The OTR Super Sprint happening this weekend, kicked off by a street party on Thursday. Considering the Clipsal is no more, do you reckon there'll be a big turnout in the Murraylands for this one?
Well, I think there will be a big turnout in the Murraylands for this one. And look, the Adelaide race has gone. But it's great to see that with On the Run and Sam Shaheen and his group running the Super Sprint series and the supercars down here at the Bend. And I noticed that we've got Kooron Council and the Super Sprint series people are working together. They've got the transporters doing a parade through Tail and Bend on Thursday afternoon. And I think there will be a vast amount of people that will get down to Tail and Bend to see motor racing, because that's what it's about. And the true motor racing buffs, I think, will get there. There's easy access through to the city if you don't want to drive down there for the punters coming from Adelaide. $10 return ticket on a bus, and it's a fantastic value for people to get down there and not only to see the supercars, but the GT racing, the Porsches, and the super utes, the V8 utes. So I think it'll be a massive event for the Murraylands. It gets better and better every year, and I think it'll be a great weekend and great to see it happening at the Bend.
Thanks so much for your time today, Adrian Pederick.
Thank you.